Listen, I am so happy that Quince is a sponsor of today's podcast because I love being able to put together a wardrobe that works well for any occasion and we can actually wear it effortlessly and it's absolutely dependable even when the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts. Lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve. Short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees, and 100% Pima cotton in European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middleman. You're not paying for a brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. The cashmere is 100% Mongolian, the same stuff luxury brands use. The Pima cotton is a long staple, which means it stays soft and doesn't peel. The European jersey linen is breathable and lightweight, and everything is built to hold up to regular wear and still look good. Their clothes are rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. Mm-hmm. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. Listen, the linen shorts are about to be my go-to for the spring, summer, okay? And they don't wrinkle like cheap linen does. You know how you put on some cheap linen and it yes. look like you a crumpled piece of paper.
That's the first thing I think about when I put on some cheap linen. I said, man, where is Quince when I need it?
Where is Quince? Well, Quince is right here because they work with everything and don't cost a fortune either. Right now, go to quince.com/SK
SK
for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. Don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/SK
SK
for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK
SK. And 5, 4, 3, 2 What up, y'all? Welcome to his thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
What up, podcast episode? Smash that like button. Smash that little button. Welcome to the bonus episode. If you are not on Patreon, here's what we're covering today. The debate between Donald the Trump and Kamala Harris.
Eat the cake.
We're talking about Shannon Sharpe's.
Mama Shell.
Audio sex tape on Instagram Live. We're talking Kendrick Lamar's new song drop. We got so much to cover. I don't know if we'll get through anything more than that. But let's start off with the debate. Did you watch?
Of course I did.
Did you watch?
Mm-hmm. I had chips and dip made. We had. It was a great time.
Initial thoughts.
It went the way I thought it would. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I felt like this was her moment. This was her time to shine. And she did shine. Only criticism I have is the criticism I had about the DNC. We ain't don't wait until the debate to tell us tell people policies, because this man's gonna be throwing stuff that don't make no sense. That's gonna throw you not off, but make you go, "What is you talking about, fool?"
Her face the whole time was like, "Are you a fool?"
Yes.
That's my homegirl Sharice always said. "Are you a fool?" I feel like Kamala wanted to say that so bad.
I think she was like, this has to be a dream. Like, why am I having to debate with you? Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason why then me, with all of my experience, background, should be debating with a man that literally says they're eating cats and dogs in Springfield.
Angel, when it's he proven. Said that, I hadn't heard of the Springfield.
Neither had
thing.
I. Neither had I.
I was like, what is we doing?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
I had not heard. I was like, eating cats and dogs. Monty was like, oof.
Right, right.
And I was like, what? And then later on, I found out about the Haitian
population growing there. I was like, do you mean coyotes? Because they ate my dog. I was like, is that what we calling coyotes now? Because that feels derogatory to Haitian people.
Derogatory.
Sound derogatory to be calling coyotes Haitians. But that's the only thing I know that eat the animals.
I didn't know that was even race-based in the moment. I literally hadn't heard that. I said, man, what is you talking? And he said so many things like that.
Yeah.
I was like, they're eating the pets. And the thing that I thought was wild, because I had been seeing, like, he had been like, oh, actually, you know, we lost the election by a whisker. His stance on the, I saw a TikTok, we talked about this, on the abortion thing. He's like, not enough weeks.
Yeah.
Not a week. So I was like, okay, now they're going to ask him straight up. And that man sat up there and said, they're killing the babies after they're born.
He said, they're executing them.
Said, but can you talk about if you're going to veto or not? And he said, but the babies are dead at the 10th month.
He's like, they're killing them. She said, then no state is illegal to terminate a child after it's born.
Body is killing a baby that's born after 9 months.
I feel like he's getting his news from The Onion.
He is
like from a parody. Because even with the cats and dogs, he said, I saw it on the news. What are you watching, what cat dog? Are you watching Nickelodeon? What is going on? It was their green slime. Go
ahead. Have you ever seen those, like, Comedy Central does it a lot, The Daily Show. They would do Man on the Street things at, like, his rallies. Mm-hmm. And what those people would say, you know, they're killing the babies after they're born. And the people would be like, they're not. Look it up.
Look it up.
It's, do your research.
All you need is one Facebook video, and they're like, it's the law. This is what's happening. I know someone that lives over near Springfield, and their cat went missing.
Yeah, yes, he was on The Simpsons, but it doesn't... Isaiah came out during the cat dog thing. I mean, the baby execution thing, because he usually come out and see what we doing.
He was watching.
He was watching that thing. He said, "Do your research. That's what's wrong. You guys, you gotta look it up. You're not looking it up." The thing is, the way the internet now is, you can look up anything
and get whatever
and
you're looking for.
Find an article that supports that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody believes that. But the fact that they believe that the Republican nominee said they are killing babies after they're born was fact-checked in real time. He was fact-checked in real time multiple times. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, where did you see that? He was like, I saw it on TV. And I was like, this man can be president. And he believes
He
has been, Angel. And he's believing the wacky YouTube conspiracy theories.
100%.
That you get and you be like, my cousin at the Pentagon.
That and you be damn like, text.
Oh my God.
I was like, if I get another my cousin from the Pentagon said this.
Tahir sent it to me. And it was about the ninth time. Who's the cousin?
Right.
Who is it? He was like, well, I mean, not my cousin. Because it ain't nobody. First of all, do you know how hard it is to get a job at the Pentagon? For everybody to have a cousin? You know what the classifications are to get a job at the Pentagon?
You know the security clearance you have to sign once you're in the Pentagon?
At the Pentagon? And now everybody got a cousin at the Pentagon.
And they're just going to put in the group text?
Everybody got a cousin at the Pentagon.
They're going to put national security in the group text.
Of course. I had to start telling on people's parents. I started being a tattletale. I said, Denora, your mama didn't send my mama a text. I need you to get on your mama. Tell her stop sending this stuff out. She said what? I said, she sent something about her friend's cousin from the Pentagon. She said, Mom, where did you get it from? Well, someone sent it to me on Facebook. Do not send out no more stuff.
Stop clicking that stuff.
You're going to have to turn it off.
You ain't going to have no more Facebook privileges.
No more Facebook. I'm about to lock you out. They need to put parental controls for parents, though.
Angel, what if that happens to us? Because we said Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Lewis.
No, that's what you
no,
said.
No, you've done stuff like that.
I never do that. I never. I always
we
get the names
right.
We gonna
be the ones like, you know that Jennifer Lewis was in the Hunger Games. She did. We are turning into our parents right before Zay Zay and Lil Marcus gonna be like, get off TikTok. No, I've seen it on my algorithm.
No, look. It's already that bad. I said, Marcus, I don't know how to work Snapchat. I've been trying. I don't know where my stuff is going. I don't know who sees it.
Oh, no.
I said, I don't know who sees it. He said, wow.
So this summer, this the last Christmas, there was an app called like Real Something. And the whole point was like.
Be real.
Be real.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I felt every bit of 40-something. Isaiah
did
was
you download it?
I couldn't figure it out. I
oh,
said,
Lord
what they say
Jesus.
Is you got to take the picture, and it can only be real what you did right there. Show me, I told Zay, show me how to get on the B-Real.
How
does it work?
Yeah.
And I start looking at my phone like, okay, so.
Oh, yeah, when you
so
got
that is
down,
happening.
So the cameras over. Are on at the same time.
Okay, so you got the, oh, yeah, uh-huh. That's what the B-Real was.
That's what it is.
You got to be real.
Uh-huh.
Because now when I was young, real. Got to be real. That's uh-huh. what I know.
What yep. you find?
Frankie Beverly, yeah. Angel.
I know, man. I re-sang. I said he let go.
Angel. Frankie!
Before I let you go!
His name was Howard, y'all!
Howard
Stanley!
I didn't know this man. Stanley!
Howard Stanley Beverly was that man's name.
How we get Frankie?
Apparently, he liked Frankie Lymans, and he was his idol. So he said,
"That's what niggas used to do back in the day. They didn't. They were like, what a birth name. The fuck is that?
My name Frankie, y'all. I didn't know till I seen the family said we love Howard Stanley Beverly. I said, who is Frankie?
I would have never known. That's like Queen Latifah.
Dana!
Exactly.
Latifah is a name. Black folks gonna use a nickname that is a name.
What would be your name?
Charlie. What y'all call me, Charlie? Charlie Frederick. Because, like, my mom's name is Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Andy calls my mom Dennis.
Yeah, that's how old black folk, they going to give you a nickname. They ain't got nothing. My brother-in-law, Nathaniel, he is Nathaniel Tanksley Jr. We call him Pete.
Hold on.
We call him Pete.
Pete? Okay, what was that?
Marcus's grandfather.
You sound like EJ Speed.
Marcus's grandfather on his mother.
They were sisters.
Sisters. Yeah, Marcus's grandfather. He has a cousin named Corey. Grandfather called him Jacob.
Aunt Davis, my friend from the Playmakers, his dad calls him Johnny.
What?
Johnny, grab me that remote. I said, who's Johnny? When I was at his house, I was like, who's Johnny? He was like, my dad just been calling me that.
Listen,
since I was young.
I would automatically assume, but see, I don't have a father. I would automatically assume, is that your other family?
No, Martin Luther King was your daddy, and you know that.
I was his other family. So I'm sure, what's the name? Bernice? His daughter probably got called Angel. Hey, my little Angel.
Absolutely. Anyway, back to Trump. I turned on Fox News, Angel, after the debate.
So oh, did I
dropped in, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's always
said,
a good time.
Because I know what CNN and NBC is going to say. And actually, me and Melissa was watching. She was like, if Fox News had said that the moderators were a little biased towards Kamala, I would give them that. Mm-hmm. I thought that, too. I said, okay, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised. So I said, let me go to Fox News, and because that's your home team. They're going to spin it. Angel, I turned them people on. They were like, Trump had a terrible night.
Yeah, he lost.
He had a terrible night. He had his composure for about 3 minutes, right? You could see the bait. Mm-hmm. When she went for crowd sizes, he was like, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. The buses, they bring your guys in with the buses.
He lost it. The bait was obvious to everyone but him. And I was watching Fox News, and they were like, his team told him, she's going to bait you. Her team is preparing her to bait you. Do not fall for it. He was like, they're eating the cats and dogs. And your rallies are not big.
Mine are big. They don't.
You guys pay people to come, right?
We have the
by the buses, because I read that too. That was right after the cats.
My God. I said, bro, it's obvious to everyone with open eyes and ears. She is baiting you with the ego attacks. Once she baited him with the ego, he lost all composure.
There he go.
Ah, good job, Joshie.
Thanks, Angel.
I didn't see Biden's debate when we were in Cabo.
Yeah.
Pretty much it was universally agreed that he had a terrible debate.
He shouldn't have been on that stage.
That now switched to Trump. It was like you had, and if I was Kamala, I'd be like, we ain't debating you no more.
Well, he don't want to.
It couldn't go, I wouldn't want to either.
What's the point?
It couldn't go possibly any better for her.
Yeah.
She let him ramble. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
When he was like, criminals this, criminals that. She was like, well, isn't that rich? Because don't you have a weird case? And he was like,
she definitely said, isn't that rich? She definitely
let him ramble and the convicted thing, and our country's the worst, and crime is up. And she said, well, you got about 43, and you got a sentencing hearing that. And he was like, I beat my case.
Yeah.
One of them, Joe Biden.
You remember the judges, they said they throwing it out. You remember what they said?
It was a setup. There was a setup.
Like, nobody has said that.
The crimes that I did that you guys prosecuted me for was a setup.
My God.
And then, no. No, what was funny was when she said, what'd she say? 81 million voters fired you from your job. And so it's taking him a long time to process this. When she went that petty, I said, Kamala!
And he never looked at her. He was just... She and her and Biden. She said, you are not running against Biden.
Again.
But I want to, because things were going so much better for me when I don't have nothing for you.
There was a couple times where I was so proud of her because I was like, I am not someone that you can play off of emotion. I think that's growing up in church when they try to get off and from you based off of emotion.
You ain't hearing it? The roof. Look at the roof. Agent be like, sure do got a hole up there. No. Let me see my ceiling.
I would rather you say, you see there's a hole in the roof. Yeah. Then I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll give you money. But yeah, we having hard times. But she knows that the American people love it. She was like, and this man, da-da-da, she was like, but America.
Yo, she did.
She looked dead the lens. It's time to turn the page and move forward.
Yeah.
We're not going back. Let's turn the page. I said, you better look them in their eyes.
Look at me, Kamala. I'm at home.
I said, that's good. I said, that roller wrap is wrapped.
Hair was laid.
Yeah, she looked great. She looked great.
She looked presidential. Mm-hmm. I on Fox News, Angel, they was like, the last debate, when Biden tried to bait Trump, this is what they said on Fox News. I didn't see this debate.
Uh-huh.
I did see the aftermath where they said Biden sucked. But they were like, Trump looked calm, collected, and presidential against Biden. He said against Kamala, he was flailing. He lost his composure, and she looked calm, collected. Mm-hmm. He's like, we haven't seen much of her. Mm-hmm. And usually it's just her talking, blah, blah, blah. I thought she'd get rattled by him because he can be overbearing and intimidating. She looked like the superior. This is Fox News talking.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
she
true.
Looked superior. She looked calm, collected. I was reading, I was on Fox News Twitter, and they were
you were in deep.
Yeah, I was in deep. Because, you know, my phone knew what I watched on TV.
Oh, okay.
So like, you want this? We get to
service.
You.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give it to you.
Hands.
So they were like, the other thing she had got him good on, this is what the guy on Twitter was talking about. She was like, 9, 8.